As I mentioned before, my name is Augustine Obuo. The title for my presentation this afternoon is Soil Acidity and Nutrient Stratification as Affected by Long-Term Tillage and Nitrogen Fertilizer Application. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Philip Stallman, and my grad student, Eric Obin. We are coming from Kansas State University. As we are all aware, the adoption of conservation tillage practices like no-till and reduced tillage has led to increased soil moisture storage in dryland cropping systems, and this has allowed for cropping system intensification. However, the major concern is as producers are switching to these conservation tillage practices, there is high probability of nutrient stratification, particularly in no-till cropping systems. In dryland environments, especially in the Great Plains, there is not much data available to look at long-term impacts of these conservation tillage practices on nutrient distribution in the soil profile. So, as an objective for this study, we're trying to determine the long-term effects of nitrogen fertilizer management and cropping system and tillage intensity on soil nutrient distribution and acidity in the soil profile in dryland crop rotation systems. In this system, we are using sorghum or wheat sorghum fallow crop rotation system. This long-term experiment was set up in 1965 at the Kansas State Research and Agricultural Research Station in Hayes to evaluate the effects of tillage intensity on crop yield under a wheat sorghum fallow rotation system. The original tillage practices were conventional tillage, reduced till and no-till. But in 1975, the studies were modified to include nitrogen fertilizer treatments. They were modified with four nitrogen rates, 0, 22, 45, and 67 kilogram nitrogen per hectare in a split plot arrangement. At the time of establishment of these plots and over the study period, available phosphorus and exchangeable potassium levels were medium to high. So nitrogen was only the fertilizer that has been applied over this the period of the study. The conventional till and the reduced till plots, weed management, especially during the fallow period, were done by tillage. And in the no-till plots, we only use herbicides for weed management. During the establishment of the plus, in 1965, soil samples were collected from the top 15 centimeters and then split into 0 to 7.5, 7.5 to 15 centimeters. And then this year, during the fallow period, we also sample up to 60 centimeters deep from 0 to 7.5, 7.5 to 15, 15 to 30, and 30 to 60 centimeters deep. And the soil samples were air dry, and then we processed them and analyzed it for pH, available phosphorus and nitrate nitrogen concentrations. So I'd like to switch gears and talk about some of the results that we have. This graph here shows changes in soil surface pH over the study period. On the y-axis is our soil pH and the x-axis is year of sampling. This is 1965. If you look up here, at the beginning of the study, we have the soil pH at the soil surface was 6.6. And then below 7.5 centimeters, we have about just a little bit about 6.4 with the pH. But after almost 50 years of this study, you see the reverse in trend. The soil surface, there was a marked decrease in soil pH in the 0 to 7.5 centimeters depth compared to the below 7.5 up to 15, there was actually a little bit of increase in soil pH in below 7.5. And then this is soil pH as affected by nitrogen fertilizer application. So here too, I tried to put in the 1965 soil sampling where we have the pH. At that point in 1965, which was represented by the blue line, there was no differences in soil pH with regard to nitrogen fertilizer application. However, in 2014, that's the red line, you see there's a marked decrease in soil pH. As you increase the nitrogen application rate, there's decrease in soil pH, and this is average over the 2 depths. This is another way of looking at this same data, where we took the difference between the 1965 soil sampling and 2014 soil samples. And as you can see from this graph, with zero, where no nitrogen fertilizer was applied, there was not much change in the soil surface pH. But as we increase nitrogen fertilizer application, we have a decrease in soil pH, and it's very significant in the highest nitrogen fertilizer application rate. This graph here shows changes in pH as affected by tillage and soil depth. So on the x-axis is actually our soil tillage intensity. So if you look at here, conventional tillage, no-till, and reduced till, with all these tillage treatments, the soil surface pH was decreased. We have a significant decrease in the soil surface pH from 0 to 7.5 centimeters in all the tillage treatments, but the no-till has a little bit high, slightly higher decrease in pH. But if you look at the below 7.5, you see that the conventional till and then the reduced till plus actually have a significant increase in soil pH. Look at the no-till, even below 7.5, we have a slight decrease in soil pH in the no-till plus. Then this is changes in pH as affected by nitrogen rate and tillage. So on the x-axis is our nitrogen application rate, and the y-axis is our soil pH. Even at zero, where no nitrogen fertilizer was applied, look at the no-till plus. There was a significant decrease in soil pH in the no-till plus. As you increase nitrogen application rate, there was significant decrease in soil pH, but it's higher in the no-till plus compared to the other tillage treatments. So what I think is happening here is when we till the plus, you incorporate the soil. So with the conventional till and then the reduced till plus, since you are incorporating residue into the system, you are actually not, the pH is not decreasing as much as the no-till plus where there is no incorporation, where all the mineralization is occurring on the soil surface, releasing a lot of hydrogen ions, causing soil acidification in the no-till plus higher than the other tillage treatments. And this is changes in pH as affected by nitrogen rate and soil depth. So the blue lines are the blue bars are the shallower depth, 0 to 7.5. And obviously, as you increase the nitrogen application rate, you have a significant decrease in soil pH at the soil surface. And what is interesting here to me is even when you go beyond 7.5, there's some increase in soil pH, but look at the highest rate of nitrogen. There's not much change there. So if we do continue this, we're going to have a significant decrease in pH at some point. So this is residual nitrate nitrogen concentration as affected by nitrogen rate and soil depth. As this graph here on the y-axis is our residual nitrogen concentration, and this is soil depth. From this graph, we didn't have significant residual nitrogen beyond 15 centimeters of the soil depth. And at the lower depth, we have, at the shallow depth, sorry, we have significant residual nitrogen concentration as you increase nitrogen application rate. So the highest rate is obvious. You have highest nitrogen application rate, you have higher residual nitrogen rate. But beyond 15 centimeters, there was no significant difference between the nitrogen rate. So what this means is probably currently we are recommending soil sampling in dryland soils up to 60 centimeters. So probably we are even sampling too deep, because all the residual nitrogen is accumulated in the top 15 centimeters of the soil profile. And this is looking at the tillage and soil depth effect on nitrate-nitrogen concentration. Once again, most of the nitrogen, residual nitrogen, is in the top soil surface. But what is interesting here, we are having higher residual soil nitrate-nitrogen concentration in the conventional till and the reduced till plus The no-till plot has very low residual nitrogen concentration. And what I think is happening here is just mineralization. Since you are tilling the soil, the conventional till plots and the reduced till plots, you are tilling them. So there's more mineralization occurring than the no-till plots. Then I'll talk about changes in available P over the study period. This is the y-axis, and then the x-axis showing the year. At the beginning of the study, we have very high available P concentration at both the surface and then below 7.5. After 50 years of cropping, we have significant decrease in available phosphorus concentration. And this is available phosphorus concentration as affected by tillage and soil depth. On the x-axis is tillage intensity, and the y-axis is available P concentration. As you can see from this graph, most of the phosphorus is on the top 0 to 7.5 centimeters. And the no-till plot has significant phosphorus accumulation in the top 0 to 7.5 centimeters compared to the other treatments. But below that, there's no difference, significant difference between the treatments. So what it, this is, the no-till plots has more organic matter. So I think most of this is coming from mineralization from soil organic matter in the no-till plots. So some conclusions from this study. After 50 years of conducting this study, nitrogen application results in a significant decrease in soil pH at the top 15 centimeters when we increase the nitrogen application regardless of tillage intensity. And there was a sharp decline in soil surface pH, which was greater with the no-till compared to the conventional tillage and then the reduced till plots. Regardless of our nitrogen rate and tillage system, we didn't have significant nitrate-nitrogen leaching beyond 15 centimeters of the soil profile. Lower residual nitrate-nitrogen in the no-till compared to reduced till and conventional tillage treatments. There was a significant decrease in available P compared to the 1965 levels. So I think as we continue with these croppings, at some point we may need to apply some fertilizer, phosphorus fertilizer. We are not there yet. The current levels is about medium. So I think with some time we will need to apply phosphorus. And most of the phosphorus and then the nitrogen is accumulated in the top 15 centimeters. So based on these results, I think we are probably sampling too deep in this dryland environment. Sampling up to 15 centimeters may be okay for nitrogen recommendations. So I think I'll end here and take any questions.